This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be shining the spotlight on a gentleman who is a well-known professional athlete in the country of Australia, and he is also a car guy. I had the opportunity to meet him through our mutual friend Phil Skinner, who is, of course, our go-to guy when it comes to collectible cars and classic cars, and was for years the Kelley Blue Book collector car market editor. And he introduced me to our very special guest, who will be joining us momentarily live from Southern California. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime throughout the show, bob@autoworldradio.com will suffice. Well, I had the pleasure of speaking with this gentleman just a couple of weeks ago. He was going to be the VIP guest at the Ford's Forever event, an all-Ford show held every year in Orange County in California. It's a gigantuan show. And to find out how it went there and to find out all about this fascinating gentleman, we welcome Brian Wilson to the airwaves of Auto World. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, g'day, Bob. Thank you very much for the introduction. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on your show, and I'm loving America. It's an amazing place.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts of the Forever Ford show that you attended.
Yeah, it was truly remarkable. I mean, my background, my company has always been in licensing in Australia and in Europe. So I've seen some pretty big events from Ford, General Motors, the Olympics, and John from Ford Communications. They put on a pretty spectacular show. There was an amazing amount of vehicles there, and people just enjoying themselves and basically having a good time, which I love doing, and no doubt everyone did. It was pretty spectacular.
That's fantastic. And you're a lifelong car guy, or where did it begin?
Well, yeah, a long time ago, obviously in Australia, where General Motors, they have the brand, which is Holden, and that was started back in, the first car was 1948, so I had one of the new original 48s, and then we had what's called an FJ Holden, which was pretty cool back then. So I've always loved my cars. But fortunately, a buddy of mine who is the CEO of Holden, which is General Motors in Australia, he contacted me 2 years ago, and they were closing their very last plant down in Australia, in Elizabeth, in South Australia. And with my company and what we do, he wanted to, been trying to come up with some kind of special gift that they could give the 2,000 people that were losing their jobs, and they couldn't find one. And he found our collection that we had done in Europe, and asked me would I look at it and do it in the car industry. So it was something I hadn't thought of, but there was only one catch. He wanted me to do it and not my staff, because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. So I did. And we created a collection, which then went on in Australia to be something of spectacular. You know, it's 25 pounds. And then from that, we then went and completely sold out in a matter of months. And, it just grew from them. And then, Ford Worldwide contacted the Australian company and asked, would you like to do the license for what we do? So that's what it was about, and that's how I love and got introduced certainly into the motor industry. But back home in Australia, we love our cars. That's something pretty strong, and to do something special for General Motors or Holden was something pretty special for me too. So now, it's sort of come about, and what the collection itself. It's a memorabilia collection, and it was born by myself 11 years ago. my background, I was a professional footballer in this crazy game called Australian Rules Football, which is unique. So many, many years ago, and I played for 15 years where the average is 4. I was lucky enough to win the equivalent of an MVP at the age of 20. So very, very young, wow. Very, very dedicated. But what I loved was when the fans came up to me and would ask and have my trading card and photos, and I would sign them, the look on their face was just amazing. And then when I retired, you know, some 20 years after I retired, the old guys who are still in Australia would come up to me, and then I got as much buzz out of seeing my old photos of myself and the trading cards is the people that originally used to do it. So I thought, what an amazing thing if we could take the history and memorabilia out of the archives of sporting clubs and of Ford, where it's being kept, you know, at Dearborn, and be able to bring it into a collection. So that's how it all started. So what we're doing, it weighs 25 pounds. It's a memorabilia collection that incorporates 11 replica badges, car badges, all the way back to the start. We have 20 brochures, like the very first Mustangs 1964 and a half sales brochure. So we've reproduced that exact. And they're part of every 10 or 20 pages, you see a little thing and you pull it out and, oh, my God, what's that? And that's what it is. We've also been able to locate, I just spent a month at Ford in their head office. Mm-hmm. They gave me access into the archives that no one is allowed into, and I have an office there every day. And the material that I have found is truly amazing. As an example, you'll pull out in a section will be the 1911-1912 Ford dealership contract with Ford. You actually pull it out, and it's exact replica. You'll also pull out Henry Ford's share certificate of when he was issued his shares with Ford Motor Company. That's the sort of stuff that happens. And then in addition to that, there is an incredible amount of images that I've had access to that no one has ever seen before. So that's what the collection's about, and I always make it so that, you know, you're always getting excited. So, but one of the key things that we do, and this is something that was also we invented back in Australia. So in the next week, we have a website that we have is built here, which is going to be the Ford website archive collection. You'll be able to log on only for a period of six weeks, and you buy the collection now. But then you get a code, and you can go in and upload your photo of you and your car, and you are in the actual Ford archive collection in that last section forever and a day. And that goes absolutely crazy. So we have limited spaces, and I love it. We get emails from people that have put their, you know, their parents in, and thanks, you know, they love thanking us for what we do. So that's very, very long-winded, but that's what we do, and I'm now here. I'm here living in America. I'm going to bring my family over, and we're going to do some really, really special stuff with the help of, you know, the access of Ford and the people at Ford. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Well, Brian, there's no doubt about it. This is a very exciting project, and as you said, to have unlimited access to the archives in Dearborn must be really mind-boggling, just to go in there and poke around, and you've already discovered some really cool stuff. But this sounds like a wonderful project, and we're going to hear all about it from you during this hour of the broadcast. And we'd also like to open up the telephones, if anybody would have any questions for Brian about his current project or his previous project with Holden, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, or you can email us up. We have a large number of stations that take us on tape to listen. So if you're listening to us at a later time, you can still participate. You can still send me emails, and I can get those questions to Brian, and we'll help you out that way. But right now, we'll put it in neutral. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, more with Brian Wilson as we talk all about Australia, Holden, Ford, cars, and who knows what else, all kinds of stuff. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNLive.com. With us today is Mr. Brian Wilson. While fans of the music from the 60s might be thinking about another Brian Wilson, our guest has been is from Melbourne, Australia, and he's a well-known former professional football player, Australian rules football, where he played for a number of seasons and won the equivalent of the MVP a number of times. In doing just some minor research on Australian rules football, my producer Mackenzie was just looking up at the size of the field. It's an oval, almost football-shaped field. Is that right, Brian?
Oh, sorry, mate. Yes, it is. It's an oval shape, and it's probably four times the size of an NFL field oval. We have 36 players on the field at the same time. We have there's not allowed to be any padding at all, and no helmets. The only thing that you have is your boots, and you can be hit from any angle at any time, from your shoulders down to your knees, but they tend to hit you above the shoulders. And the average, everyone averages 5 miles in a game, virtually every player. So you've got to be very fit. You've got to be able to look after yourself, but it's something that was inherited in Australia, and it's very only unique to the Australian game. So, but it is an incredible following in Australia. It's a $1 billion business now in Australia. It's quite substantial.
Amazing, and I can't believe no padding, no helmets. Are there a lot of injuries that occur during a course of a game?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of injuries. In my era, we were a little bit slower, but we used to hit a lot harder. So they tended now, which is fantastic. There was one referee on the field when I played. Now there's six to try and combat the brutalness of the game and bring it in so that, you know, children can play and mothers, you know, enjoy watching their play. So they've taken a lot of brutality out of the game, but it is still a very, very, very tough game. I mean, I have buddies that, you know, have had four knee reconstructions on each one. Their hips are gone. You know, it's a very, very consuming game, but very, very much. But when people see it, they just can't imagine that, you know, the guys do what we do down under in Australia. And even when I look back at it now, it's something I was brought up with. But yeah, it's quite unusual. Let's just say the Aussies are a little bit down under. We play pretty hard.
Yes, I know that for a fact. And being the MVP at such a young age, that must have been quite an honor. And being able to play for such a long career, which is highly unusual, both in professional football.
Yeah, the average lifespan in Australian rules football is 4 years. I was lucky enough to play for 14. I won the MVP at the age of 20, which is the second youngest in the 200 or 180 year history. And that was fantastic, but it was very, very difficult as a young boy to be able to handle. You know, you can't walk anywhere in Australia once you win one of those. It was pretty cool back then, but it was good. It was fantastic, but it was a great education for me, and I loved what I did. But I also loved, you know, taking on, you know, other pursuits in education, because when I played, it was semi-professional, and when I finished, it was professional. So you always had to look at another vocation and look beyond, you know, the sporting field. So, and I had a couple of buddies. I had a guy called Darren Bennett who played in my team, and he played for the San Diego Chargers as a punter and was a Hall of Famer. And he's my buddy, and I actually rang him last week and haven't seen him in 25 years. He now lives in Oklahoma, where his son is there, and I'm going to go and catch up for a beer and have a barbecue, which will be awesome.
That sounds what a great story, Brian. And what a great story you have to do with doing the work that you've done for Holden and now bringing all that expertise to this exciting new project with the Ford Motor Company. For those of our listeners who may not be that familiar with Holden, in recent times, General Motors actually brought a couple of Holden products over here to the North America marketplace and modified it. Of course, I'm talking about the GTO, which came over, and also a a variant of a Pontiac G8, which was also modeled after an Australian-only vehicle. But Holden had quite a footprint in the Australian automotive world. What about today? Is Holden still active? And what about Ford in Australia today?
Right now, what Holden obviously have done is they've closed down all of their manufacturing plants in Australia, as is everyone. We now no longer have any automobile manufacturing in Australia at all, which is pretty sad. So Toyota's gone, Ford have closed. But General Motors or Holden, what they do is they have one of the best design and creative studios in the world. So what actually happens, and the reason I obviously know this is because we did the archive collection for Holden, and they've kept their research development in-house. So a lot of the designs now that are being, you know, looked at for 2-3 years down the track are secretly done in Melbourne in the state-of-the-art facility. The second thing they have is what they have is a test track. Now, the test track is out of Melbourne. It's called Lang Lang. Now, no public have been on that test track for 64 years. It is completely fenced off like a security system you could not imagine. And again, I was able to get access, and we put that in the collection. So what they actually do now, secretly fly over the vehicles that no one knows about that they're looking at concepts, and they have them tested on that track so no one in the world can see. So they're the two really, really cool things that are still happening with Holden and General Motors. In regards to vehicles, they're now they tried to bring one in. It was an Opel from in Europe, and we have a famous brand in Australia called the Commodore. So the Commodore has been going as a model for 30-odd years, and it's just, you know, it's just amazing. It's like having a beer. Everyone loves the Commodore in Australia, but they brought the Opel in and called that a Commodore, and unfortunately, it didn't take up, and the roads in Australia certainly tested the Opel branding. But Ford were really, really clever. What they did when they closed, they launched the Mustang into Australia, and the sales and it's been incredible response in Australia of the Ford Mustang. The sales over there have been amazing. So, and I think, General Motors now are going to bring Camaro? We call it Camaro.
Yes.
They're going to bring that into Australia, and that should, you know, bring them back up into the marketplace.
That sounds great. We're up against a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Brian Wilson, and we're going to find more out about this wonderful project he's doing with Ford. If you got a question, you can email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com, or give us a call at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, tells Fox News Sunday the United States' involvement in the region is causing more problems and that some Mideast officials are trying to pull the United States into conflict with Iran. Later on the same show, National Security Advisor John Bolton responded to Zarif's comments.
Completely ridiculous. I think what that interview showed was a carefully prepared propaganda script by the Iranians. This is their effort to try and sow disinformation in the American body politic. The president's policy on Iran has been clear well before I arrived in the administration. It is to put maximum pressure on the regime to get it to change its behavior, and I think it's working.
An anti-Semitic open letter posted under the name of John Ernest, the man suspected of opening fire at a synagogue near San Diego yesterday that left one dead and three injured, was left on a far-right message board hours before the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're back, and we thank you very much for joining us. Brian Wilson joins us. He's a car guy extraordinaire, an ex-Australian rules professional football player, and has worked on projects in recent times for Holden, and now is doing a wonderful series for Ford. It's called the Ford Icon Series. It's a lavishly illustrated coffee table-style book with important facts and figures about the company and some of the iconic cars produced. Enclosed inside the spectacular volume are reprints of important and interesting documentation, such as an order card for the very first 1908 Ford Model T, a copy of Henry Ford's personal stock certificate, a 1911 dealer's contract, and much, much more. Beautiful full-size emblems that set this collection apart from anything else like it. Also included is a collection of beautifully reproduced and somewhat rare literature covering all aspects of Ford from the earliest days, like a 1904 Model A advertising booklet to a recreation of the original dealer fact sheet on the mighty Boss 429 Mustang. And Brian is in the midst of putting this together. He's spending time in Dearborn. And Brian, isn't it a great place to spend time when you get the opportunity to go to Ford headquarters? I know when Ford celebrated their 100th birthday, they threw a big party for members of the press and several other hundred thousands of people. And we had a 4 or 5 day event. And Ford. He's got, of course, the Henry Ford Museum out there in Dearborn. But I can only imagine what those archives are like. It must be just truly a dream.
Look, it is, and it's a privilege for Ford to let me be able to go in there and get access to the images. To give you an example, Ford, the archives division, they have over 1 million photos, of which they have only digitized or got to about 100,000 at the moment, and they're working through it. And the reason being, I mean, Henry Ford was an avid photographer and loved to show his journey through photographic. And some of the stuff, I mean, the 1905, that production card, when I found that in the system, I was staggered. I couldn't believe that it was September 1908, and it was the very first vehicle, and it was going to New York. And you actually get that replica card. I was taken back with a couple of things we found, which is interesting. And I'd love the listeners, if you have something out there that you think would be truly, amazing for all Ford collectors by purchasing the collection, I would love to include it in the collection, Bob. And I can give you an email address where that can send in. And if they're successful, you will certainly give you one of the collections for free. I'm more than happy. But we're now looking, we've got most of the things, but we're just looking for those very, very special, unique things. And I'm sure the listeners out there, that maybe there is some fabulous stuff that you'd like to. And if there is, I can give you an email address to be able to register, and I'll personally give you a call and go through it.
That sounds fantastic, Brian. By all means, give out that email address.
Okay, so the email, the website is called Treasured Collectibles. So that's the name of our company. It's treasuredcollectibles.us. So it's TreaSured Collectibles, collectibles.us. Excuse the Aussie accent. But if you go onto that site now, you'll see it. We'll be live next week where you'll be able to view all the information, and there's a video. But if you just register now an interest, then we'll follow you up. If you want to have your photo of you and your car in the actual collection, it's going to be really, really limited. So I guess I'm not sure, Bob, but back home we had about 3,500 people in a population of 20 million got their photo, and they were in the Holden collection. So, and some of their photos with their cars was truly amazing. So we're not sure how it's going to go here, but it'll probably be a little bit more than 3,500. But we'll fit everyone in. We're only going to go for 6 weeks. And then we'll close it off. So obviously, then we go into the production. But I would love to see and hear from anyone that thinks they have something maybe special and unique, and we could include it in. And if we do, we'll actually put a thank you of your name in the actual collection, in the book itself, or it's a memorabilia collection at the very, very front, up there with Ford and everyone else's recognition.
What a great honor and what a great opportunity for folks. So by all means, get that information over to Brian. And once again, Brian, why don't you reiterate where they have to go?
Sure. So it's the website, which is treasuredcollectibles.us, not .com. We've done .us. So I'll just spell it out again. TreasuredCollectibles.us, treasuredcollectibles.us. If you've got something, I would love to have a look at it, and we could potentially include it in the collection, remembering that this is a official Ford licensed collection. So it's Ford checks absolutely everything, the authenticity, the whole lot. And something that you may have may be cherishable to even the archive committee at Ford, which you never know. We did this in Australia. We actually did the similar thing, and some of the things people had were truly amazing. So, I would love some help if you could. Or if you want to have your photo in the collection of you and your car, that's the website. So go on, and it'll be live in a week, but you can leave your email as of today. So, that'd be really cool, Bob.
Absolutely. And I understand, Brian, after you do this first Ford Icon series, that you're looking at perhaps doing others, including an entire portfolio dedicated to the Mustang. Boy,
yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, no, we are. We're actually working through it already. We've already started, because when we're obviously doing the research, I, little Aussie guy in Australia thought, I will come over and we'll just do one Ford collection for the whole of Ford, you know, and it'll be easy. So when I sat down with the Ford committee, and we sat down at the research center, and they looked, that was the first time they physically seen the collection and all the memorabilia and the badges and everything that's part of it. And they turned to me and said, oh my goodness, we can't just do one, we have to do, and they're thinking four or five. So they're thinking of, we'll do a Ford trucks collection, we'll do the Ford Mustang. The Mustang's going to be really, really cool, because we're already into that. And then we may do a Lincoln. Again, it's going to really, really be an amazing portfolio that will go over a period of this time. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's great news that Ford's Mustang is doing so well in Australia. Certainly the current generation is the best one that we've seen to date. And, of course, just around the bend for 2020, we're going to see the Shelby GT500 packing the most powerful V8 engine, the most powerful engine of any kind, to be in a street vehicle. So, Brian, that's going to be quite a story to follow.
Oh, it will be. We'll actually include that. And when we're looking at the collection for the Shelby, and we've got the GT in there, so as an example, it actually folds out by four pages. So it's a massive fold-out that's about 3 foot long, and that's the one page in the book. It's quite substantially long. So it folds, it retracts out, and then retracts back in. And the image of the GT, oh, wow, wait till you see it. It's pretty cool.
That's great. And there's an awful lot of Mustang folks out there. And I know in talking with Phil Skinner and his travels in Europe, in particular in Sweden, it's amazing the popularity of the American muscle cars. And of course, the Mustang worldwide, it's not unusual for folks to own Mustangs from all four corners of the globe. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Brian Wilson as he continues to tell us all about this amazing project for the Ford Motor Company. It's the Ford Icon series, and you're going to want to be a part of it. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more with Brian. Don't forget, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggers?
He hails from Melbourne, Australia. He's been our very special guest in this hour, Brian Wilson. A car guy, to say the least, and working with Ford on this Icon series, work with Holden on a series for them as well, former professional Australian rules football player, former MVP, and just all-around delightful gentleman. And he's been asking for your help if you're a Ford fan, if you're a Ford owner or collector, and maybe you've got something that would fit so well into what Brian is doing for the Ford Motor Company. This is an officially licensed product, and Brian will be more than happy to get your emails and photos and perhaps include you in this very remarkable edition, which is going to be coming out in the not-too-distant future. What's the scheduled plan of release for this? How long do you think it's going to take for you to complete this? It's hard to tell, not knowing.
No, so what will happen, Bobby, is in the next 6 weeks, we will be asking for people to log on to the treasurescollectible.us website and be able to purchase the collection and put your photo of yourself and your car in the actual collection. So that'll happen for 6 weeks, then we turn that off. We're into production, and it'll be delivered in August. The end of August is when we will have the stock here in America. And then we'll go live with the stock. But the limited edition that right now is for you to be able to be part of that Ford history collection forever and a day. You can imagine, you know, having your car in the official Ford archives collection could be pretty cool. So if you want to do that and you're interested, you know, jump onto the website treasuredcollectibles.us and register your name. It's not live yet, but it'll be live next week. And as I said, we would love if you've got any amazing memorabilia or artifacts that you think I could include, I will respond back to you, and we could include those. So that'd be pretty cool.
That will be absolutely fantastic and a dream come true for most enthusiasts. So by all means, do what Brian is asking you and help him out and become a part of this project. And it's great news that you're going to be doing a series down the road on the Mustang, on Ford trucks, and perhaps on Lincoln and other entities as well. I think there's such a real hunger. And, of course, here in North America, they say, you know, 10% of the U.S. population, but if you take 10%, that's a whole lot of people are true auto enthusiasts. So we're talking in excess of 35 million people or so that are real dyed-in-the-wool car enthusiasts. What about in Australia? How popular is being an auto enthusiast in the great state of Australia, the country of Australia?
It's inherent in your blood. It's just that's the best way to describe it. Is you know, when you I'm talking now of people that would be into their 30s and beyond. It's something that you grew up and you were either a Ford or a Holden GM man. That was the only two real cars in Australia, and you if you were a Ford person, you would never go near a Holden or a GM car. it just would never happen. And your father would teach you. You were expected to buy the family brand. That's how fanatical Australia is with their cars. They truly are, and that's why I made sure when I built this collection. You know, we produced and sold 8,000. Of them in a population of only 26 million. But we had less than 15 come back. And the reason being is because I want this and our quality control that we do is so far beyond. And once the product's here in late August, people will see that this is truly a treasure of high, high quality. And it will become, I believe, an icon within the brands that we do. So we're really, I'm really excited. I'm excited to start working, here in America and get a lot of feedback. That's what it's all about, Bob, and it's been fantastic to be on the program. Hopefully some listeners can understand the Aussie accent and then send me some things in or jump online and, put your photo in and be part of it. That'd be really, really cool.
Absolutely, Brian, and we'll continue to cover your story as it unfolds, as you go live with the website and as you will get into the project. And when the project is released, we definitely want to help you out on that front and spread the word, and that's what it's all about. Because, like you said, if you're a car person, if you're a car guy or girl, it kind of transcends everything. It transcends demographics. It can transcends income levels. It's amazing when you go to some car shows where you see, heart surgeons alongside, blue-collar workers discussing the same thing, their love of, let's say, the Mustang.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really, really so true, and it happens anywhere in the world. It's the same back home in Australia, but here in America, when I was at the exhibition 2 weeks ago, and I went up and I saw this incredible Mustang. It was a Thunderbird, and it was bright pink, and there was this lovely lady there, and this had been restored, and it was her baby, and even to the extent that the car brochure that she had in front of it was the car that they used in the photographs for Ford, which I then was able to find that photo at Ford Archive Center because it was part of the sales brochure. And, we look back and that's amazing. I love people that have done that, and they spend their time and their effort and their true love and passion, on their cars. And I think that's just there's something very, very special for those type of people all over the world. It's really, really unique.
Come August, you're going to definitely have to check out the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit, which is a really amazing event. It's kind of a grassroots started event and has blossomed into one of the truly great automotive happenings in the world. And I'm sure Phil will probably be around to attend that. Hopefully with you, you can check that out come August. And of course, there are the great events on the west coast of California, the Monterey Peninsula. But that's kind of the, as Jay Leno would say, the millionaires versus the billionaires. If you want to see the real car folks, they're out cruising on Woodward. How about in Australia? Are there any signature car events that happen on a yearly basis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of car clubs in Australia, and they happen on a yearly thing. They tend to revolve around what we call the street car racing, which is called the V8 Supercar event, which happens every 3 weeks over a period, and it travels all around Australia. So it's like, I'm not sure what you'd call, like the Indy here events, but we get somewhere in the vicinity of 50,000. We have an event which is in Bathurst, which is the major event in October, and we have 150,000 people come for 5 days, and they have to camp out on the road, on the ovals, and they're out in the paddocks with the kangaroos, and it's been going on for 60 years, and it's in a little country town in New South Wales called Bathurst, and they haven't changed that method. So you have to book and get your caravan site, and we have billionaires and millionaires all in the same place. And it is a truly amazing event. And you have your bring your cars, you put them out in front of your campsite, and people walk up and acknowledge and pay homage to how amazing, you know, and what you are. So, oh yeah, it's very, very big in Australia.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Well, having grown up in a Ford family, both my parents loved the T-Bird, and I was an only child, so that was our family car. So growing up, we had a 68, we had a 71, a 73, a 79, an 82, and an 85. And my first two cars that I owned, both were Mustangs, one I kept more than 25 years. So Ford is definitely in my blood as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the badges, the emblem badges that I've chosen, which is in the collection, it's exact reproduction, is the 55 Thunderbird hood badge. And I just love it. It's just such an amazing, you know, color and the wingspan. It's just, yeah, it's really, really cool. So the Thunderbirds is amazing. We've actually got the very first, I think it's the 54, you may have to help me here, Bob, is the very first brochure that came out. We have that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Well, we can't wait to see your good work, and we can't wait to get you back on the show for an update. But in the meantime, Brian, thank you very much for your time here today.
Oh, it's been awesome, Bob, and thanks to everyone. I hope I gave you an insight. And please contact me if you've got something amazing or you'd love to be in the official Ford Archive collection on treasuredcollectibles.us. Thanks, Bob. Love to come back.
Thank you, Brian. We'll definitely do it. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.